Let's go to Rick in Weathersfield. Good morning, Rick.
Yeah, hi. I just wanted to speak about Trump and what you thought of his speech. I thought he did a great job last night.
I actually consciously did not put the speech or Trump on my show map for today because, one, people always say, why do you talk about Trump so much? You don't have anything nice to say. And two, because I think it's more of the same. I see, like, Van Jones saying that he thought he was presidential last night. But the thing is, as I said to Christian off the air, if I went through this whole building stabbing people and then held the door for one person, I'm not automatically a nice guy for holding the door. You know, I still stabbed all those.
Okay, so you're not a nice guy then?
No. Yeah. I'm saying I'm not automatically a nice guy for holding the door for after stabbing all those people. You can't forget it. And leading up to that, he gave a prepared, scripted speech in a manner that we've come to know when he has a prepared, scripted speech. But what he's asking for, he's talking about creating an agency to publicize crimes committed by immigrants. What else has he done? And then he pointed out the widow of the SEAL who was killed. And don't tell me that wasn't political posturing. He offered.
Of course. Obama never postures, though.
Hold
Obama
on.
Obama doesn't have a prepared speech.
But right. Here's the thing.
It's contradictory what you're saying.
No, it's not, Rick. Rick, what I'm saying is that he isn't showing anything that I don't already know. I thought he wasn't a politician. I thought he was above all that stuff, but he's doing all the same things. And I'm not going to give him credit for not tripping over his own 2 feet and not offending anyone in a quick speech. Like, show me the results. He says he wants to work together on both sides to fix things, and everybody trips over themselves to applaud him. Like, there was nothing of substance. What impressed you, Rick?
I mean, he was...
What impressed you?
I thought he was obviously the better of the two candidates, going back to the election.
Well, I think we will absolutely disagree there.
I absolutely disagree with that.
Because
if I
asked you 5 years ago about Donald Trump, you would have laughed. Because the man has no business doing what he's doing.
But it's just his nationalism. My dad's in his 90s, and he always tells me, take care of your own backyard. That's all Donald Trump is doing.
So nationalism is dangerous. Nationalism is dangerous.
They bash his kid. They bash his wife, the most beautiful woman, I think, in the world.
All right, stop. See, this over-glamorizing of her. First of all, you've never seen her. You've never met her. Beauty is more, it's more than skin deep. You know, she could... Why are you idolizing the whole family? And the idea that nationalism is dangerous. Isolationism is dangerous. It won't end well for us.
You have to take care of your home. We have to take care of ourselves first.
But you can't ignore your neighbors at the same time.
And then we can be magnanimous.
So, what about our entire history? Haven't we already led up to that? And my question is, what impressed you with his speech?
Well, I think that he knows now that he has to be a politician, and he's trying to placate the other politicians there, and he knows he has to work with them across the aisle, like he said, and I think he will.
I
don't see what the big deal is. Obama has scripted speeches all the time.
Saying it, but
everybody
but
kisses his butt.
Saying it, and is that what really makes you mad?
About Obamacare and how it's failing.
Rick, they
don't bring
Rick,
up any failures. They never hammer him.
Rick,
they constantly bash this guy, and I'm just sick of it.
Rick, what do you think?
I'm sick of it.
Rick, listen, please. Do you think President Obama spent 8 years of doing whatever he wanted? There was no obstructionism. He didn't deal with this at all. He didn't have the same thing. People got mad when he wore a brown suit. People got mad when he held a cup of coffee while saluting a Marine. So don't tell me that they overanalyze everything Trump does. Stop it. And you've got people who said that they wanted him to be a one-term president, that they're going to do... McConnell said they'll do everything they can to stop him. They'll say no to everything. They held off for a year stopping his pick for the Supreme Court. So don't try to put this on Obama. And let's stop with the what-if-isms and the what-about-isms and tell me what impressed you about the speech last night.
What impressed me is I think he's reaching out to the aisle. He's being more presidential, and he knows he has to tighten his game.
So we're a month in.
He's a flawed. I'll be the first one to say he's a flawed person. But then he won the election because the Russians didn't write the emails. The Russians didn't make Hillary an anemic candidate.
So
he stunk to high heaven. And he won because he was better.
So you didn't like Hillary.
What was that?
And you didn't like Hillary. You didn't like Obama. Who would you have liked? Was there anybody from the left that you would have liked?
The left? I didn't see anybody that stood out to me. And
there's
I don't follow this that closely.
And that's the problem, Rick. That's the problem. Maybe you need to follow it a little closely. I wouldn't argue baseball stats with somebody who doesn't follow it. You can't just jump in the game and go, oh, Trump's better. Why don't you spend the time and research?
Okay, so my opinion means nothing?
Your opinion when it's uninformed, you just said yourself you're uninformed.
Million people that voted for him?
Yes, because if you're uninformed, which you yourself said you don't pay that much attention, then yes, being uninformed, yes, you're wrong. Sorry. Like, take the time to get informed. Your opinion is your opinion, but facts are facts.
Okay. But it's based on... There's some facts here.
What facts?
What about the uranium sale? Hillary allowed that uranium sale.
No. Oh, I'm glad you brought that up.
Bill Clinton got $500,000 from
Rick,
Russian banks.
Let's talk about the uranium sale. Rick, do you know what agency... Do you know what agency was involved in the uranium sale?
Well, she was part of it.
She was one of, I think, She was one of a dozen people as her position as Secretary of State who was involved in it. She didn't gain anything from it. That decision would have been made without her.
Why did Bill Clinton get $500,000 for a speech?
Rick,
$500,000?
Please let me explain to you. See, what you're doing right now is I'm trying to open up details for you, and you're stonewalling me. Because what you said,
the
uranium?
He got $500,000 for a speech.
Rick, I'm addressing uranium first. I'm addressing uranium first. Explain that how an ex-president got paid $500,000 for a speech. I don't have to.
A Russian bank.
I don't have to explain.
That was overseeing the sale of the uranium.
I mean, there were people on Trump's payroll who got money from Russians for showing up places and giving speeches. So explain that to me.
Oh, really? What speeches and how much?
Rick.
I mean, it's just nonsense.
Rick, thank you, Rick. I'm done with you. We are done. I gave you almost 7 minutes, and you're dancing in circles. And that's the problem. I am giving you the information, and you don't care about it. You don't care because it doesn't line up with your firmly held beliefs that Hillary Clinton brokered a deal to give Russia uranium to make nukes. That isn't what it is at all. In 2007, you know what? I'll detail it when I get back because I got to take a commercial. 888-574-2723. And this is what frustrates me. We'll be right back.